Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains. Answer the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Okay, they all sound exactly the same. And so Rain, since you lead the train, I'm gonna need you to start like changing it up.
I match him.
That's what I just said.
Oh, wait a minute. I totally forgot the words at the end of that, so I don't know how much more change
you
I can put
scat,
into it.
Just scat next time.
All right, I'm gonna do that. Playing this morning, Oscar from Greenwood. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You're a mechanic welder, correct?
I'm a mechanic slash welder. I work for Altec Industries out of Dixon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Very nice. Well, you know, if you do beat Katie today, we have a commitment from your employer saying that you must listen to 106.5 The End for the rest of the day in the shop.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life, okay. Too. Yeah.
Because if you don't, sparks will fly.
Oh, wow. All right. All the welding
the
jokes.
The welding jokes,
right
joke, guys.
Here on 106.5 The End.
Gavin, you opened the door because we were spraying everything and everyone with air freshener. You're going to have to close that because we got to kick Katie out of the studio. Oscar, would you mind doing that for us, please?
Katie, go.
But
go away.
Oscar, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. The jackpot is $120. Are you ready to play?
Yep.
Gavin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. On this day in 2008, AMC's Mad Men became the first basic cable show to win a top series Emmy Award. Who is the lead actor in Mad Men?
Can I pass?
No pass.
I mean, it.
Oh, no pass. I don't have an answer.
All right.
All right. Question two, also on this day, in 1973, 29-year-old Billie Jean King beat 55-year-old Bobby Riggs, a former number one ranked athlete, in the highly publicized Battle of the Sexes match in the Houston Astrodome. What sport did they play?
Baseball.
Question three, a sexy Mr. Rogers costume for women is on sale for Halloween this year.
Hey-o!
It costs $60, and it comes with a tight red V-neck sweater, a collar and tie, and high-waisted gray shorts. What is the name of the fictional kingdom Mr. Rogers visited during his show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Oh, that was...
3 seconds! Three.
The neighborhood.
Okay. Question four. Green Day's American Idiot was voted the most dangerous song to drive to.
What?
Also on the list, Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA, The Killers' Mr. Brightside, and Chainsmokers' Don't Let Me Down.
What?
Green Day is from the East Bay. What county is Oakland in? Is it Contra Costa, Santa Clara, or Alameda?
Alameda.
And question five, a guy in Wales installed a see-through safe for the inside of his refrigerator to lock up his chocolate because he was tired of his fiance eating it all.
That's great.
If he had 64 ounces of chocolate in the safe, how many pounds is that?
Four pounds. Okay. Katie! She got a see-through safe for Kevin.
You can buy them on Amazon. They're like $40.
I love it.
We'll put all of Kevin's things
in
there.
Oh, it's 5-Hour Energies.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
All right, Katie, you're going for your 292nd win today.
Don't get 5 out of 5. This room can't handle another celebration.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, guys, seriously, I'm going to go to HR if you guys keep spraying air freshener.
It smells good.
Talk to Kevin. Kevin is the official wake-up call HR representative. Behind the scenes, we're doing it right now on our Instagram Live if you want to give us a follow at End1065. All right, here we go. Question one. On this day in 2008, AMC's Mad Men became the first basic cable show to win a top series Emmy Award.
Hmm.
Who was the lead actor in Mad Men?
Come on. John Hamm.
Correct.
It's her boyfriend.
Ooh,
I know.
Mad Men. Falling.
Question two. Also on this day in 1973, 29-year-old Billie Jean King beat 55-year-old Bobby Riggs, a former number one ranked athlete, in this highly publicized Battle of the Sexes match in the Houston Astrodome. What sport did they play?
Tennis.
Correct.
Oh. You need more than two people to play baseball.
Question three. A sexy Mr. Rogers costume for women is on sale for Halloween this year.
Oh, good.
It costs $60. Comes with a tight red V-neck sweater, collar and tie, and high-waisted gray shorts. What was the name of the fictional kingdom Mr. Rogers visited during his show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
3 seconds.
Palace Place.
Two, no.
It was a tough one. Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Should have watched that documentary I begged you to watch.
All right, cool.
By the way, that costume should be called Sister Rogers.
And I didn't know that was a costume that we needed, by the way.
But?
We do.
But we do.
Okay.
Question four. Green Day's American Idiot was voted the most dangerous song to drive to. Also on the list, Party in the USA, The Killers, Mr. Brightside, and Chainsmokers, Don't Let Me Down. Green Day is from the East Bay. What county is Oakland in? Is it Contra Costa, Santa Clara, or Alameda?
Alameda.
Correct. And question five. A guy in Wales installed a see-through safe for the inside of his refrigerator to lock up his chocolate because he was tired of his fiance eating it all.
Hysterical.
If he had 64 ounces of chocolate in the safe, how many pounds is that?
Come on.
Say John Hamm.
Stop it.
3 seconds. Three.
Six.
Oh.
No.
Who does 6 pounds?
I love the commentary from Oscar.
Yeah.
4 pounds.
Nobody knows how many ounces are in a pound.
Oscar does.
He did.
Okay, well, you guys did.
He's a welder, though.
Right.
Right.
Oh, welder.
How many ounces are in a pound?
How many ounces are in a pound?
Yeah.
Are you
like the question?
Oscar?
I'm asking anybody.
Oh.
16.
Oh, I'll be damned. You had no idea.
Yeah, Ray and I both knew that.
Yep.
You stupid idiot.
That's why we looked at each other and we were like, you know it's 16.
Right,
And he nodded at me. He's like, it's 16.
It's 16.
Right? I can totally tell.
That's why we said it. But we wanted Oscar to say it first.
Okay.
Right, of course. All right, that means today's final score is Oscar 2, Katie 3. Oh. Katie with the win.
Thank you, Katie. You win.
Thank you, Oscar.
We'll add $20 to the jackpot. Monday, we'll play for $140. Her record, 292 wins and 55 losses.
How does she do it?
Oscar, go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Katie's smarter than me.
Katie's smarter than you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.